Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart and the benefactor of all the truthful devotees, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
Sinanam Bhagavan Krishna Sunna Sivana Pitam Ritam Pasta Sri Abhadrani Vidrinati Sri Sadam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. Bhoktan Jagadavasam Sarvaloka Mahasaram Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. Yartamam Sadhu. This is the way of Shanti. Shanti means peace. How it is, not by this peace treaty. That kind of shanti or peace is going on, but it's never shanti. It is simply for marriage. Shanti cannot be attained without Krishna consciousness. Peacefulness is not possible. Temporary, we can make some arrangements, but it has no value. Even among the relatives, father and the son, or husband and wife, brother and daughter, there is no peace everywhere. There is some disagreement and separation. This is the job of the material world, not of the spiritual world. Spiritual world, there is shanti. The material world, envious. If you improve more than me, I become your enemy. This is the nature of influence. Therefore, the Bhagavad Dharma, or the cult of Srimad Bhagavad Dharma, is not meant for the materialistic person. It is for the person who is spiritually interested. Spiritually interested means he is a Paramhamsa. Param means the supreme. And Hamsa, Hamsa means the swan. But Paramhamsa is supreme swan. What is the special qualification of the swan? That if you give the swan to drink milk mixed with water, it has got a special power. She drinks the milk portion and the water portion will not touch. Hamsa. And Paramhamsa means the person who knows what is the essence of this material world. It's called Param. Who knows. Just like we are a living entity. You have got your body. I have got my body. Everyone has got his body. But what is the essence of this body? The essence of this body is in life. There is no life. You may have very nice, beautiful body. I may have very strong, beautiful body. But as soon as the life is gone, it is no life. Therefore, the essence of the body is in life. Similarly, this big gigantic body, cosmic manifestation. So there is also life. Otherwise, how it is going? Anyone can understand this philosophy, that this body is very important, belongs to certain kinds of personality, scientist, thought, philosopher, politician, whatever it may be. But so long the life is otherwise, no more politician, no more scientist, no more businessman. Similarly, it is very simple to think, unless there is life within this cosmic manifestation, how things are going on so nicely. So, one who is interested with that essence of this gigantic cosmic manifestation, he is called Parampurusha. He is no more interested in any other. Active principle. What is the active principle? Just like medical science, they take active principle from a drug. Similarly, those are Paramahansa. They can understand that what is the active principle of this cosmic consciousness. There must be something. Must be something. There is no doubt. But one is interested to know. Therefore, in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prochita koita vatra paramo nirmastaranam satan bhaktava vastu dhita vatra. Here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, with this idea, to become Paramahansa, or to understand the central point. Because if you simply understand the central point, then everything is understood. That is basic injunction. Jasmin vijnate sarvamedam vijyatam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, then everything becomes understood. Krishna. Jasmin vijnate. By understanding the Absolute Truth, Krishna. Sarvamidam vijnatam bhavanti. Everything becomes understood. Just like one big scientist or disciple, Dr. Samur Sarup Ramadar Das, M.S.Ph.D., he has dedicated his very advanced scientific book. He cannot even utter the words. Fatalities, fatalities, fatalities. So, he is a great scientist, admitted by many universities, Guwahati University, Calcutta University, here in Boston University, and then again California University. He is not ordinary. But he admits in his dedication that I dedicate this book to my spiritual master, because he has given me the real knowledge that Krishna is the original. Now, I am not a scientist, but I could teach a scientist a convincing that Krishna is the origin of everything. Unless he is convinced that Krishna is the origin of everything, how is this? So many scientists will challenge him. How is he prepared to accept the challenge? So, how it was possible for me to convince a big scientist? The fact is, as I stated, that if you understand Krishna, then you can teach even the greatest scientist, the greatest philosopher, the greatest politician, everything. That is it. Don't be watching in this hand, each hand. But if you simply understand the song, then you will be able to teach even the British hand. Greatest heroes of all, greatest anyone, let them come. We shall teach. We shall become their teacher. We challenge. Why? Because we know little of it. There is a verse in the Bhagavad. Kathiti Deva Padam Vilatvam Prasadam Ishanu Bhujita Ibai Janati Tattam. One devotee says, my dear Lord, one who has got a little fragmented grace of your lotus feet, he knows their feet. A devotee of the strong, he can understand the tattva of the soul. Simply, a little mercy, like the mercy of the soul. Others, they may continue to speculate for many, many births. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhauram Janmanavanti Janavan Mam Prabhupada. Just like the scientist, yes, currently, his study of science is perfect. When one surrenders to Krishna, perfectly knowing well that Krishna is the origin of everything, that is the perfection of knowledge. In another place, I think in this chapter, you find Adapumbi Dijasreshta Vandarsama Vibhava Sanushtitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhi Rito. Everyone is engaged in different topics and things. Whatever you need. But one should be interested to know whether by executing this kind of duty, whether I am becoming perfect. But they are no satisfied. Neither do they know what is perfection. That human life is meant for achieving perfection. That is the aim of life. So there are so many things that we must know that we. If we understand Krishna, his life in truth, then our life. Not that we cannot understand Krishna truth. He's so big and so unlimited. But it's not possible. Krishna himself does not know how great he is. God is great who says, when you trust God, how great is God? That is it. So, that greatness, you can understand Krishna, or Krishna's greatness, life after life, hearing these thousands and millions of years, seeing Krishna. Ananta, Ananta Dev, is explaining about Krishna by ananta or unlimited message. Now, unlimited now, yes, but many now. Still, he could not say. So that is not possible. But if you try to understand about Krishna, then Krishna will help you outward. Vrindavan Samagat Krishna. Krishna is so kind. If anyone is interested, you know about Krishna, you hear about Krishna. Then Vrindavan Samagat Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna. So Krishna, you know about Krishna. Even if you do not understand. The simple chant which Krishna actually recognized. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Krishna. If you simply chant like that, you become part. Immediately you become part. Dhrinatam, Satatam, Krishna. Guna Krishna means, hearing and chanting means to become one. They are all simple. They are all material laws. Anyone is living in this material must be considered simple. It is a question of degree. Unless we are simple, there is no question of accepting. We are committing sinful life. Therefore, next life we are getting a certain type of body. Everything is meant to avoid sinful. Why different types of body? Why not the same body? No. Karanam kuna sanmayasra. Tadasa joni janma. Because we are associating with certain quality. So one of them I must have to do. One of them. So if we associate with Satovan, we get a different type of body. If we associate with Rajagon, then we get a different type of body. If we associate with the Tamagon, then we get a different type of body. This is the law of nature. Exactly like that. If you infect a certain type of disease, you get that. Nature's law. Cannot avoid. If you infect typhoid disease, then you must suffer from that. Similarly, we during this living condition, Bhutta, Bhutta, Pradiyasa, we are, our position is that we are changing body after body. And you are suffering according to the body. If we want to stop our suffering, then we must stop getting another material. And that you can do only by Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, maybe in the modes of goodness. That much. Here in the material world, you can elevate up to the modes of goodness. And what is the result of goodness? Uddham vatsati sattva. If you associate with goodness, then you can be promoted to the very, very highest and good. There are Uddham, Avadham and Madhya. The planet systems and the world, therefore it is called three worlds. And there are some planets just like this. Earth is called Bhurloka. It is situated in the middle. And above Earth, there are seven lokas. And down Earth, there are seven lokas. So, in this middle position, if we associate with goodness, then we can be promoted to the higher planetary system. Like Brahma has got, he has got very, very long duration of life. The standard of living in other planets, other planetary systems, is thousands times more comfortable. So you can get up. Udanga Santisha, you can be told. Madhya Tishtanti Rajasa, and if we associate with Rajagun, then you can remain in the middle position. And if you associate with Tamagun, then you go down. Just like here you see some of the animals are meant for being slaughtered. So in previous life, they also slaughtered. Therefore they are waiting to become, to be slaughtered. Mamsa is a Sanskrit word of meat. Mom means me. Shaw means he. I eat you this time. You eat me next time. This is called karma bandha. Jagyarthe karma anatra lokam karma. Now we are very happy that we have got so much, so many living stocks. I shall kill one and eat, enjoy. And he does not know that he is making the path smooth, that he will be. This is karma bandha. So, this is going on, bhukta bhukta praliyate. We are getting one type of body and eating or sleeping or making according to the body. There are so many hundred thousand. The eating, eating, sleeping, sex life and depending everywhere. Either an insect or a big man. Everyone knows how to eat, how to sleep, how to enjoy sex life. In his own way. That is not the real business of human life. Real business of human life is here mentioned. Sinnadam Sabatam. Just try to hear about it. We are opening so many centers. Just to give chance to people to hear about it. That's all. And if one hears, then a chance. Immediately he becomes purified. And as much as the more you become purified, then all the dirty things accumulated within the heart on account of contamination of this material earth, that becomes clean. And as soon as it is clean, you understand that you are eternally related with Krishna. He is the Supreme Master and we are servitor. Let us serve Krishna. That is perfect. Thank you.